Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today, we continue the New Year's podcast series with a new guest to the podcast, as we're joined by brand new Dell EMC Canada Channel Chief Deanna Thompson. Not only is Thompson new to her role leading channels for Dell EMC Canada, the role itself is new, as this time last year, Dell EMC was a yet-to-be-named idea, assuming the then-pending merger of Dell and EMC came through. So Thompson walks us through her own background with Dell and in the channel, as well as taking us through the year that saw Dell and EMC become one. Thompson also provides a preview of what's coming from Dell EMC this year, including some details and timelines on its soon-to-be-combined channel program. Oh, and just in case you think you missed something on your calendar, no, you didn't. We recorded these interviews, and in fact, all the interviews for this series, just a few days before December 25th, so no time travel was involved. Let's get right into it. My interview with Deanna Thompson. Deanna, thanks for joining us for the first time on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
We like to kind of look through the year that was 2016, look a little bit ahead to 2017. Starting with last year, 2016, one of the bigger stories in the channel for Dell and EMC is probably the arrival of yourself as channel chief, and no shortage of news, but let's start there since you may be a new name to some of the partners out there. Maybe can you just tell us a little bit about your background and your career and the path that's brought you to this day?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I've been with Dell for 20 years. I've held a wide variety of both sales and leadership roles across the country and across the company. I've been in a majority of all of our different business units, so public sector, commercial, acquisition, enterprise, OEM, and I've spent the last 8 years in our channel business.
Okay. I know it's the role is very new. You've just sort of moved into it over the last few weeks. But can you tell us a little bit about what you've been up so far since moving into the role and what you and Dell EMC see as the priorities for that role in the near future?
Yeah, the work that's been in front of me so far has just been, you know, getting out there and meeting all the partners and ensuring that I'm in front of everybody and meeting all of the team. We're taking the Dell and the EMC teams and bringing them all together as one cohesive team. So that's been the majority of the priority. And we've been just working towards getting ready for our very exciting launch in February, where we'll be having our single combined one program for Dell EMC, which is super exciting.
From your purview, in terms of technologies, in terms of verticals in the Canadian market, can you share your thoughts on what were some of the standard areas in 2016 in terms of what drove the business last year and any areas that maybe underperformed expectations?
Yeah, I think across the business in 2016, we really had a very great and well-balanced performance. When you look at it both from a geographical perspective as well as from, you know, a national perspective and across various different technologies, I would say, you know, some standout areas for us were healthcare. Both Dell and EMC have very, very strong practices in healthcare. Media and entertainment was another vertical that was very successful, and we've done some very exciting projects with some great customers and our partners. And hyperconverged is another area that we've really spent a lot of time focusing on. We've got some very, very deep expertise, as do some of our key partners. And so that's been quite a successful vertical for us as well. From a technology stack, I would say the growth areas have really been in converged and hyperconverged. Mm-hmm. We successfully launched the VxRail with PowerEdge technology embedded into it. So that was a new product launch that came, you know, post the Dell and EMC integration. So we're very, very excited about that. And really pleased to announce that Dell Canada was just received number one in x86 servers, you know, for Q3, so for Canada. So that's a huge accomplishment and a very big testament to all the work that our partners have been doing with us across the country.
All right. We've tiptoed around it so far, but perhaps the other big channel story of the year at Dell EMC is, well, Dell EMC. This time last year, we knew it was coming, or we were pretty sure it was coming. Now, obviously, fait accompli, it's done. Can you talk a little bit about how the combination has been received in the partner community and how things changed for partners as a result of Dell and EMC becoming Dell EMC?
Yeah, that's a great question. The combination of our two companies come together, I feel, has been received extremely well. The partners have been, I would describe it as overwhelmingly enthusiastic. Everybody's, of course, eager to understand what the program content is, and we made some big announcements this week and previously this month, which I can share. But the enthusiasm has been palatable. So it's been very, very exciting for us. I think that we really believe that we've really been listening to the partners and really incorporating their feedback. John Byrne has traveled the globe, meeting with all partners all over the world, and we feel that we've incorporated a lot of the feedback that they've given us into the program. And so the things that we're going to roll out will be very reflective of what partners have been asking for and what we just think makes sense and is, you know, fair and effective. So we're pretty excited about the next month ahead of us.
All right. And that's, of course, getting into the new integrated partner program. You mentioned February for more details. Can you share a little bit more of what's been announced at this point, just a high level of kind of what's happening with the partner program integration, where it goes from here in terms of timelines beyond February and implementation?
Yeah, absolutely. So this week, we actually just launched our status match announcement. So what that really means is that we've let our partners know what tier they can expect to be put into when we move into February. So let me just, you know, kind of walk you through some of the kind of semantics of that.
Sure.
So today, if you're a registered partner on the Dell Partner Direct side or an authorized partner on the EMC side, you'll be an authorized partner going forward. That'll be the nomenclature that we're using. If you're a Dell Preferred Partner on the Dell side or a Gold Partner on the EMC side, a Silver Partner on the EMC side, you'll move into the Gold category of our program. If you're a Premier Partner on the Dell Partner Direct side, or a Gold Partner on the EMC side, you'll move into the Platinum category. And then finally, if you're a Premier Plus Partner on the Dell side or a Platinum Partner on the EMC side, you'll move into the highest level tier, which is the Titanium tier. A couple of key things, though, that I really want to make sure that everybody understands. If whatever the higher status that a partner has achieved in either one of the programs, you will be put into that higher tier as we move into the Dell EMC Partner Program in February. So that's one thing that's very important, and I think we did a great job making that decision. The other piece is that the legacy program requirements are really, really important. So partners need to ensure that they have achieved their legacy partner status. So for the EMC partners, that'll be by the end of this year, which is not too much time left. If people need to hit either revenue clips or training requirements. And for the Dell Partner Direct partners, that will be by the end of January. So as long as the partners have been meeting those program goals for the 2016 requirements, then they'll be metric into the new program for February.
Okay. I understand the new program also introduces Titanium Black as a top kind of invitation tier for partners. Obviously, being invitation only, exact requirements aren't going to be entirely publicly shared, I'd have to imagine. But what can you tell us about what that group in Canada projects to look like? And if you're a partner who's on the bubble, close to making the grade, can kind of make it with a little push, will that be shared with them? Or is that something that's sort of, once you're in, we let you know the secret handshake and that's about it?
Yeah, it's definitely a category that's, you know, by invitation only, you know, handpicked by Michael Dell. So there's definitely some, you know, information regarding the program that's really only privy to those folks that are invited into the program. It is a global status program, however. So, you know, as partners are invited into the program and they have Canadian presence, they will be titanium black in Canada as well. So that's going to be pretty exciting for those partners.
All right, great. We're kind of moving from talking about 2016 here into moving forward into 2017. I'd like to get your thoughts on your priorities heading into it. I imagine it sort of continues the getting to all the partners and you know, listening and hearing what's on their minds. But what can partners expect from you and from Dell EMC Canada over the course of the next year?
Yeah, so for the 2017 priorities, I've got some sort of major objectives in front of me that I want to achieve. First of all is, in the first 90 days, really, I'll be going across the country, meeting with all the partners and understanding what their business goals and objectives are for 2017 so that I can help map our Dell EMC growth strategies to their plans, and we can create sort of a mutual map, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that's really one of my priorities. The second one, and they're not necessarily all in order because they're all sort of equally prioritized in terms of timing, but we really want to make sure we have a smooth transition. We're bringing together, you know, both channel teams, both sales teams and organizations, and also our technology stack, as well as one single program. So there's a lot going on. So we really want to make sure that we've got very good transition plans in place, very good communication in front of our partner, then that we're very highly coordinated. So I've got a great, great team. So I'm absolutely ecstatic about the work that they've done so far, collaborating together, and we're just going to continue down that path. I really think that this is also a very extraordinary opportunity for our partners. And so one of the number one things that we really want to do is make sure that we're helping partners execute. As we bring this program together, we really want the mantras to be simple, predictable, and profitable. And so as we unfold all the content of the program, it's going to really be imperative on our team to make sure that our partners understand what the program contents are and that we're sharing it and helping them drive towards executing and you know, being part of that program and making sure that they're taking advantage of all the various aspects of it. And then finally, one of the big events that's coming up is our Global Partner Summit in May. That'll be May 8th to 11th in Vegas. So we'd really love to have a significant representation from our Canadian partner community there as well.
All right. Brilliant. You know, you mentioned top priority, obviously, is getting across the country, talking to partners. As you're talking to partners here in the last few days of 2016, just wanted to get your take on kind of the general mood in the channel in terms of how you see partners looking at their business and looking at their prospects for 2017. What's kind of the buzz, as it were, out there in the channel community?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of having, you know, many conversations with our partners over the last several weeks since I've been in role. I would say that the mood is one of unbridled enthusiasm. So everybody is very excited and very much anticipating the two companies and the two programs coming together. Mm-hmm. We really are being seen as a technology powerhouse. And I believe that the partner community is recognizing Dell EMC as a market leader and really one of the companies to partner with in 2017. So we're going to be very, very visible. We're going to be very, very communicative. We're going to be out in front of our partners, making sure that we're delivering on all of the promises that we're bringing forward to them with this new program.
All right. Sounds good. We look forward to hearing significantly more about the new program as it rolls out through the early half of 2017. And for now, before we close this out, just want to give you a chance to give a parting shout, if you will, or your thoughts for the channel community as we wrap up.
Yeah, just and maybe just a couple of dates that might be some critical to share, as well as some parting thoughts. So on January the 19th, we'll be having another global webcast for our partners, and that's going to be a very critical date. So I really encourage everybody to join or certainly, you know, listen to the webcast on replay. So we'll be sharing in that webcast our distribution strategy. We'll be rolling out program content, as well as talking about a services strategy and doing a full storage update. So that's a pretty critical timeline. Mm-hmm. And of course, anybody that that isn't able to make that, we're happy to have meetings in person as well. And then on February 20th is the actual portal launch. So that'll be the date where we'll actually be rolling out the single portal. So some key critical dates that are coming up in front of us. Right. And we'll be sure to be continuing to share those things. And as things move along and more information comes available, we'll be absolutely sure to share with everybody. There's some parting thoughts just around, you know, the coming together of our two organizations, coming together, the channel program. I really feel that, you know, Dell and EMC, Dell Technologies, and the global community, we're really in the midst of a digital revolution. There's unprecedented opportunity as we look out to the technologies that are available and the problems that we're all trying to solve for our customers. The coming together of Dell Technologies under one umbrella really provides an unprecedented opportunity for our partners to help solve some of the world's toughest problems and some of the things that our customers are grappling with every single day. Our channel partners are a critical and absolutely a vital part of this journey that we're on. And so I encourage all of our partners to really seize this opportunity and join us in the center of the world's technology. And to the degree that we can help them on the journey and they can help us, that's really the kind of collaboration and conversation that I'm really, really looking forward to. So I really wish everybody all the best of the season. We're coming up to the end of the year, and we're getting ready for family time and with the holiday season. So just as a parting comment, I'd like to wish yourself and everybody a Merry Christmas and happy holidays as well.
Thank you. To you as well. And thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
So there you have it, 2016 review and a 2017 preview from Deanna Thompson. I'd like to thank Deanna and Dell EMC for their sponsorship of the site, which makes all of this possible, of course. Hey, the channelbuzz.ca podcast continues on Thursday, as we'll be joined by another new face to the Canadian channel scene, new Ingram Micro Canada boss, Bill Brandel, who discusses what was actually a very similar storyline to the one here with Dell EMC. Brandel is also a company veteran in a new role, and like Dell EMC, Ingram's year was dominated by a big merger. In this case, it's purchased by H&A Group. Bill touches on those topics and more, so be sure to join us for that interview. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.